around the country as we reflect on 75 years since the Blitz bombing. Now, amongst the anniversary events is a special musical, Live a Bird Song, the Liverpool Blitz musical, which heads to the Epstein Theatre in November. Now, the production follows the story of a group of women working during the time at Kirby Munitions Factory. Now, the brains behind the idea are father and daughter team Tony Bradley and Rebecca Myers from Birdsong Live Productions, and they've popped in to tell us all about it. Very good morning to you folks.
Great,
morning.
Good to be here, Sean. Thanks very much.
It's a great pleasure. So important to remember this anniversary, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, in this city as well, I mean, I think even during the war, Churchill was recorded as saying that Liverpool, after London, maybe even before London, was the most important city in the country because of the port and all the docks and sure. the naval convoys and everything. And Liverpool suffered hugely. But what really came across was the indomitable, courageous spirit of the Scouse people.
Absolutely, it did, yeah. So where did the idea for the story come from to do the musical then?
Well, I have done a lot of theatre in my life, and actually there are a lot of women who do theatre. But musicals wise, there are a lot more male parts than there are female parts. And this sort of struck me one day, and I realised that a musical set in World War II would utilise the fact that there are more women about, because the men have all gone off to fight.
Well, of course, the women played a very, very important role.
They did.
This is about a munitions factory,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know if people know, but by February 1942, 2 years after the musical is set, Kirby Munitions Factory employed 22,000 women.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was the second biggest munitions factory in the country. It was set up because the Woolwich Arsenal wasn't big enough to produce the munitions for the war effort. By the end of the war, one third of all the munitions used by the British Army were produced at the Kirby Munitions Factory. So it's hugely significant.
And yeah. we sort of got onto Kirby Munitions Factory because at the beginning of last year, in February last year, I had a back problem, which which meant that I ended up in the Walton Centre,
yeah.
absolutely brilliant hospital in Liverpool. And I was stuck in a hospital bed, unable to move really very much. And I decided to research what was going on in Liverpool in World War II. And this story about the Kirby Munitions Factory came up. And we also heard about the Durning Road air raid shelter and the bomb that dropped there and the absolute tragedy that happened there.
Absolutely. No, it is fiction, but obviously inspired by first-hand accounts. What sort of research have you done then?
Well, as Rebecca says, we were inspired by this story of the women at the Kirby Munitions Factory. But when we started researching the Liverpool Blitz, the main Blitz was May 1941, mm-hmm. and that's going to be commemorated a lot. But Churchill said the most significant civilian incident of the entire Second World War was what happened on the night of the 28th, 29th of November 1940, when the Luftwaffe dropped a parachute bomb on the Ernest Brown Instructional Centre in Durning Road, and 180 people lost their lives, boiled alive. And it was an absolute catastrophe, but we brought those two stories. It doesn't sound much like a comedy, does it, Sean?
Well, I mean, and all your own compositions, the music as well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Rebecca's
music.
Yeah,
we've got
music.
18 new compositions, yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, it's been quite a feat.
But so you've written all the songs yourself?
Yes, yeah, so Dad's written the lyrics. I'm not particularly lyrically capable, but the music I've written all myself.
She's been too modest, really, but she's done a fantastic job with the music. But actually, although it sounds like a very serious and somber theme, and of course it is, and
of
we want to, you know, commemorate the work and the lives of people in Liverpool, it's actually got a lot of broad humour. Four Scouse birds.
Well, that represents
The Live of Birds, they go out for a night on the town in Liverpool. Then they get caught up in the conflagration. And really, the show tells the story of each of the four birds over that night.
Yeah, the
and
four
what
Live
happens
birds.
To each of them. I'm not going to spoil anything, but they all have very, very different... The very different lives change as a result of that, which, of course, was true. You know,
so is this the first time you put something together as a family?
It is.
We've done sort of little things together before, but never anything on this scale.
No. So it's on. It's not until November this, but it's always wise to come in and tell us about it. It's finished. It's complete. How many's in the production in total?
So there'll be 12 actors and a musical band of 7.
Wow.
And then all the other professionals that go to make a musical. It's, I mean, I don't know how well you know the Epstein. I'm sure you know it really well. Fantastic little theatre.
Beautiful.
And Rebecca Picciolinghi and Bill Elms have been absolutely stunning. It's really because of them that we're moved forward with it. We showed them it, you know, a few months ago, and they said, this has really got to go on. So, delighted.
You know, it is November, but, you know, it'll soon be here. We do these things and we say, oh, it's November, but next thing...
Can I give you the number for the ticket office?
You can indeed, if you will.
Yeah. So, in unison, it is...
Yeah.
0844-888-4441. That's 0844-888-4441. Ticket hotline, Live a Bird Song, the Liverpool Blitz musical on in November 2016. It's going to be absolutely mega.
The best of luck with it, folks. Lovely to see you. Thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The best of luck. There you go. Father and daughter putting themselves together in a big way there because they're talented. They've got music, they've got lyrics, and a great play put together. It's coming up in November 0844 888 4441. Best of luck, folks.